Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank the praise team for that powerful song and the anointed way. That's one of my favorite songs. And that's kind of confirmation about the word that we hope and seek to share with you today. As we share that word, we pray that it will give you some comfort, give you some strength, and give you the power to go on just a little bit longer. We're grateful to see all of you who've come to share and be with us this morning. We want to share this morning from the Old Testament, from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17. And I want to begin reading at verse 31. And when the words were heard, which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul and sent for him. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hands of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put on an helmet of brass upon his head, and also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor and assayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off. And he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 small stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even a scrip, and his sling was in his hand. And he drew near to the Philistine. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the hosts of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Amen. This day, the earth will know that there is a God in Israel. God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, a God who has never lost a battle, never lost a case. We come before you this morning asking for preaching power and grace. Let your anointing favor be upon your servant now. Let your word go forth with power, clarity, and conviction. It is your servant's prayer we pray. Amen. And thank God. I want to try to talk for a brief while from the sermon idea, conquering the giants in our lives. Conquering the giants in our lives. There is no more colorful story, heartwarming, beautiful story, one of the most famous stories in all of the Bible, and even in literature, is about the story of David. It is the story of conquering and prevailing against seeming impossible odds. It is a story that tells of a young lad who goes out and slays a warrior almost 10 feet tall. A task, a daunting task, that seems almost impossible. But David did it because of the might of his God. I thought about, as I read this story and read this story, about David and his battle with Goliath. It made me think about the giants in our own lives. Giants can be defined as a being, a thing, or something that's extremely large or extremely powerful. And I thought about, for this past year and a half, we had a giant-sized headache in the White House. And then on top of that, we had to fight a giant pandemic called COVID-19. It wreaked havoc on our nation. It shut down our economic system. It overwhelmed the healthcare system. It shut down employment. It caused traveling restrictions. It caused devastation of lives in our country. Some 900,000 Americans lost their lives to COVID-19. It is projected that some 3.2 to 7 million worldwide have lost their lives to this virus. Now, if that's not bad enough, this virus, we've fought giants, medical giants before, but not like this. This one was invisible and airborne. And to make matters worse, it's really bad when the leader and those around him have no clue about what to do and how to proceed. Well, that, Brooklyn, is precisely where we are in the text. We find that Israel and the Philistines, some common enemies who were nemesis to each other, who were thorns in each other's flesh, were at it one more time. And it's always these conflicts and these battles centered around one thing: who was going to serve the other one? And history tells us the way usually that these conflicts were solved, that they would pick their two best warriors and allow them to come out and fight and battle, and they would duel to the death. And in their dueling to the death, the prize would go to the victor, and the ones who were the victor made the other people their servants. And they had to serve them. Well, that's all right. That's the normal way that things are done with these two great warriors. The problem this time and the complication this time is that the warrior of the Philistines is no ordinary warrior. Bruh is 10 feet tall. In fact, the scripture says he's an impressive piece of humanity. About 10 feet tall, his armor itself weighed 175 pounds. And the sword that he used itself and the javelin itself was about 15 pounds. The text says he was covered from head to toe in brass, and he harangued and harassed them 40 straight days. Y'all just imagine, now you going out to battle and you get ready to fight, you about 5'9", 5'10". I'll give you 6 feet, all right. And you look on the mountainside, and coming down the mountainside of this monstrosity that looks like the Incredible Hulk, looks like Thanos, Conan the Barbarian, or at best, he looks like Godzilla or some other mountain, some other monster out of the movies. And now here you are saying, my God, what have I gotten myself into? And you can understand then why Saul and his men were trembling in their boots. I would have been trembling in my boots too if I saw a 10-foot dude coming down, and here I am about 5'10 or 5'9, and I got to battle this imposing enemy. Can I ask y'all, can you just imagine, just think about it, you got somebody that just picks at you, that taunts you twice a day. Can you imagine what that is like for 40 straight days? 40 straight days. He antagonized them. He taunted them. He derided them. He ridiculed them. But things would be a little different. There was a young lad whose father had sent him to go check on his brothers at the battle and see how things were going and how the fight was going. There was a young man who had already been handpicked by God to be the next king. This particular day, this young man is among those who's out there, and he's talking to his brothers and asking Eliab and the boys, y'all, how things are going, man? What's, daddy sent me up here to bring y'all some supplies. And all of a sudden, in the middle of his conversation with his brothers, he hears this giant mocking the God of Israel, mocking the armies of God, and deriding them and calling them names. Well, what was different about that day? The soldiers were still shaking. But David, who didn't have sense enough to be scared, David hears him deriding the army of God. My brothers and sisters, this is a clear picture of the frightening enemies that can come into all of our lives that all of us might face. So this story tells us that there are times in all of our lives there are going to be some momentous and challenging foes that will attack us. It will seem like enemy after enemy, force after force, storm after storm, disease after disease, difficulties, depression, discouragement that will overcome us. Sometimes it's a cancer diagnosis. It's a loss of a job, foreclosure. For all of us, these things will come into our lives. It's not a matter of if. You're not exempt. But the real question is when. When these giants come into our lives. But yet this story teaches us that enemies can be defeated, oppressors can be brought low, and giants can be conquered if we trust God and call on Him for help. That will bring me to the first point of three things that I want to leave with you this evening, this afternoon, this morning, about conquering the giants in our lives. And the first point that I want to leave with us is that if you're going to conquer the giants in your life, the first thing that you need is a faith that refuses to be intimidated. A faith that refuses to be intimidated. Well, Reverend, where you get it is right there in the text. While everybody else is going crazy and going to pieces, David said, now how much they say again? That he's going to give us to the one who conquers this giant. All David knew, he wanted to be the man who was going to be on the other end of the reward that he was going to receive. Now, let me tell you something. Once you decide to step forward, to stand up, to trust God in faith, there's always going to be somebody to try to sow doubt into your mind. You little runt, what you gonna do? You ain't got no experience. They would tell you the giant is too strong. The task is impossible. The sickness is too strong. You can't overcome it. The giant is too strong. The cancer is too malignant. The company is downsiding. I don't love you anymore. Our children are on drugs. What do you do when you hear this noise in your mind? What do you do when you hear this doubt? Just keep on doing what you've been doing. Keep on trusting. Keep on believing. Keep on stepping forward in faith that the God that you serve transcends all our circumstances. My brothers and sisters, in times like these, we need people with a faith that refuse to be intimidated. We need a faith like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who refused to bow when the king said, you will die if you don't. We need a Daniel that refused to stop praying when the king says, if you don't, you're gonna die. But he prayed anyway. We need somebody like Simon, who was told to put down his nets after he had fished all night long and caught nothing. But at the name of God, at the name of Jesus, he decides to do it anyway. All I'm trying to say in this first point is that a faith that refuses to be intimidated doesn't look at the obstacle. It looks past the obstacle as an opportunity and not for defeat. You have to be committed, determined, and sure that God stands behind you. And when you have the assurance of God standing behind you, you can defeat any challenge. You can defeat any naysayer. You can defeat any situation. But you got to do like David. You got to have a faith. Don't you see the little cocky fella sitting there? Looking Saul up and down. Yeah, I've dealt with people like you before. I ain't scared. And you going down today, big boy. They might be scared of you. But I know somebody who's been with me. I know somebody who's always had my back. Is there anybody in here that knows somebody that can turn the whole situation around? got to have a faith that refuses to be intimidated. Well, then the second thing is that you got to have a faith that remembers what God did in the past. Well, Reverend, it's right there in the text. David begins to recall to Saul what the Lord had done for him in the past. David begins to talk about the faithfulness of God. When he has the conversation with Saul, and Saul has tried to tell him that he's not qualified. He's not a veteran. He's never commanded an army, so you are not qualified. Well, the way David, now watch this. Now, David is a cool fella. The way he responds the king's objection, he said, excuse me, sir, if you don't mind, if you move out of the way, let me open my, I got to open up my file cabinet here. Just a minute. David opens up the file cabinet and he comes across the letter G for information for how to defeat a giant. But he notices that there's no information, not yet, in the file. So then he goes back and he comes across the letter L. And he notices when he reads, he says, a lion took one of the flock. I ran after him and I fought him and I smote him and I took the lamb out of his mouth and I rescued him. And David notices a footnote that he has there. He says, remember, when facing lions, always trust God, because God always gives the victory. He goes in and he pulls out one more file, and he comes across the letter B. David said a bear went after the flock and took one of the lambs of God. I chased him down. Now the lion, he grabbed him by the beard, but the bear, he grabs him by his throat. David said, I slew him and rescued the lamb, and the Lord delivered me from the paw of the lion and the bear. David puts another footnote. Always remember when facing bears to trust God, because he always gives the victory. And Saul seemed to look at him as if to say, you through? He said, no, sir, just a minute. I hadn't finished sharing my curricula vitae with you. And he says, oh, by the way, before I close on a file, I just got to go back to this G file, and I'm going to speak this thing in the air. He opens the file, he says, a giant came down the side of the mountain and tried to attack the flock of God. I attacked him, I slew him, and I brought him down. I buried a stone in his skull, and the Lord delivered me out of his hand. I cut off his head with his own sword. David says, excuse me, before I forget this footnote, remember, when facing giants, trust God. He always gives the victory. My brothers and my sisters, when coming up against giants, you need to open up your own faith file. Go in your own cabinet. When I was hungry, he fed me. When I was sick, he healed me. When they lied on me, he was my lawyer. When they took advantage of me, he had my back. When I was sick and didn't know what to do, didn't know how to put my kids through college, the Lord put them through college. Woke you up this morning, kept you last night, brought you out your last battle, helped you fight your last giant, helped you deal with your last situation, gave you your promotion. Go back and put a footnote. Note to myself. The next time the doctor says no, God said yes. The next time a job went, God provided another one. The next time the enemy came, God defeated my enemies. Open your own faith file and remember that whatever you went through when the days was dark, God was there. He showed up when you needed him the most. Ephesians 3:20 sums it up this way. With God's power working in us, he can do much, much more than anything we can think or ask. I've said two things so far. We must have a faith that refuses to be intimidated, a faith that remembers what God did in the past. Thirdly and finally, the way to conquer your giant, you got to have a faith that relies on God for the victory. Rabbi, where you're getting it at is right there in the text. David went out to fight him and says, you come to me with a javelin. Now note, now they said this javelin was so big that Saul had that he could throw it the length of a football field. And so David says, you come in all your might. You come with your military expertise. You come with your size advantage. You come with your years of experience. But I got something to tell you too. I may not have military background. I may not have the stature that you have. I may not have the weaponry that you have, but what I do have is God. You come at me, but I come to you in the name of God. Let me tell y'all something. When you know what you know, when you know the Lord is with you, like David, you can face any giant, no matter how threatening it is, no how menacing the sickness may seem to be, no menacing how the enemy seems to be, no matter how they taunt you to your face day after day and tell you it can't be done. Put a footnote and say, nothing, absolutely nothing is impossible with God. So my brothers and sisters, this is how a faith that relies on God works. It does not look at the obstacle, it looks at the victory. Can I ask you today, is God bigger than your giant or your challenge? If you're in a situation and there appears to be no way out, you're coming at the right time. I don't want us to dwell on our weaknesses or our infirmities or our inadequacies, because we can't do it no way. On our own, with our own strength. What I'm trying to say in this third and final point is that a faith that relies on God for the victory looks beyond the problem and sees a God who is able to handle all of the giants in your life. Well, the Bible says the battle was about to begin. Goliath drew his sword. David took out his sling. Y'all don't hear me? And I believe with my sanctified Baptist imagination that Saul came charging with his spear and David was slinging his sling. And I heard him sing, I heard David sing, giants, they do die. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Giants do die. Just march around your Jericho wall, because giants do die. And I heard David keep on singing, God is bigger. He's bigger than the universe. He's bigger than the stars. He's bigger than the planets. He's bigger than any giant. He's bigger than any sickness. He's bigger than cancer. He's bigger than disease. He's bigger than heartbreak. He's bigger than difficulty. He's bigger. Is there anybody here who knows he's bigger? I see David. I see David winding it up. He tells him, the battle is not mine. The battle is the Lord's. No matter what you're going through, just remember, he's only trying to use you. Stick out your chest. God. Giants, 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 die. David said, you going down because giants, they do die. And the bigger they are. The harder they fall. God bless you. God keep you. God bless you. Just know that giants, they do die. That giant did die. He did fall. Oh, I'm sorry, hold on. Footnote. The giant did die. Trust God to give you the victory over whatever giant. We have a giant slaying God. Next time you see your giant, all right. I know you got Uzi, all right. But giants, they die. Remember, no matter what you're going through, just remember that God is only using you. Because David said, the battle ain't ours, it's the Lord's. And that's why I'll leave you the good news. It ain't your battle. The battle belongs to God. And maybe somebody wants to come today. Maybe somebody wants to join. You've been dealing with some giants that have, some bullies that have caused you sleepless nights, robbed you of your joy and your peace. I come to give it back to you today. God wants to give you your hope back today. He wants to give you your peace back today. He wants to give you your faith back. Why don't you do it? And if you do it, the number's on the screen, you can call 744-7941, and they will take your decision today to become a party of the body of Christ. And if you need prayer today and you were listening prayer and you need someone to help you to pray because you are trembling right now because of the giant that you are facing, you can call 1-877-796-8380, and they'll pray with you. Someone will answer that call, and they will pray with you today that God will restore back to you your joy and your peace. Let us pray, God. We thank you for this opportunity to become before your people to share this word. Thank you for your word that answers our concerns and shows us the way to victory when it doesn't seem possible and we don't know how or if it's going to be possible. But thank you that we can go back to our faith found and remember that we've come this far by faith, trusting in your holy word. And we can affirm in our souls that you have never, 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 never failed us yet. We pray for our pastor and his family. Watch over them, keep them safe. Cover them. In your blood, dispatch your angels to watch over them now and cover and keep them. Grant traveling grace and mercies for their travel and return. We ask it in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have the benediction. And now unto him who is able to slay every giant, conquer any enemy, defeat any enemy, to him be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore, and the righteous redeemed of the Lord.